All right, so download here on 720 WGN. We got a big show tonight, so let's get it started. Let's carry out. Here are today's top stories. Well, there was a big Obama Foundation meeting today to introduce parts of the library to the south side of Chicago. And who showed up? Surprise! The former president himself? George W. Bush? Oh, no, Barack Obama. To give the big persuasive speech. I mean, if you're going to surprise people, I mean, I don't know. It's so, I mean, last year, maybe go with Chance the Rapper, or I don't know, Horace Grant. He's always around these days. Really? The former president? Yeah. I guess he's a good get. I love the bid came out today, and right before they actually did the dog and pony show, they announced that they were going to give money to local Jackson Park baseball diamond. It's so politics. It's like so straight up, like, oh, before we tell you what we're going to do to this land and tear up a bunch of stuff to give you our vision, look over here. There you go. You've heard of Shark Week, right? Well, it's like that in Springfield, but instead of sharks, it's guns. It's Gun Week. Today, a bill was introduced that would outlaw body armor and high-capacity magazines in the state of Illinois. This is in response to the killing of Chicago Police Commander Paul Bauer. The only problem is that those laws are kind of already on the books. So this political dance is just about making those laws stronger? And frankly, have we heard at all about where this killer got his gun? Has that come out in the body armor? Was that a legal purchase? Something tells me it wasn't. I don't know. I'm sure that people will tell me otherwise at this point, but... let me put it this way. I'm sure that dude did not care, right? But I guess this bill would strengthen penalties against anyone who sells it or lets someone borrow body armor. Also, there's plans being proposed that would tighten the world of gun sellers, making the licensing requirements more strict. It's hard to know if any of this stuff is going to pass, but if it does, it already promises to be a blueprint for other states that want to change their gun laws. The big issue here is that our politically divided nation follows the exact same pattern when it comes to the Second Amendment, and there's just no room for compromise, which is why it's so easy for Russia and other places to poison us with rhetoric. We just buy it. In that CNN town hall last week, the sheriff from Broward County made good points. Let's stop doing the same thing. Doing the same thing over and over and over is the definition of insanity. We need change. What's the change? I'm open to arming select school administrators. I know it's dangerous, but more dangerous than the alternative? I'm also for limits and possibly an outright ban of weapons of war. You can't own nuclear bombs, cool? No howitzers, no tanks, no machine guns. Are we cool? For the liberals, yes, guns in schools, bad news. But you know what? Psychos in schools, bad news too. And it seems to be working to deter shoot 'em ups in public courthouses and Capitol buildings. So it may offer enough of a deterrent for someone to think twice about a rampage. Maybe not. You're right. Maybe not. But maybe. And also, the NRA and law enforcement, they're right. Build our schools differently. How about that? Aren't we all thinking about that? I mean, building the Inglewood High School right now? Rahm Emanuel, are you thinking about that? As we see all these plans for new schools and new buildings, is anybody thinking about what might be enhanced when it comes to security? And lastly, fix the background check system. The NRA is right. It's hard to come down on law-abiding citizens when the background check systems to buy a gun are so damn porous. You can be on everyone's list but still pass a background check? What? I miss one hospital bill and every single credit agency knows about it. I think it's pretty easy to get these people to talk to each other. And for the conservatives, the Second Amendment protects your right to bear arms to protect family and property. I get it. But it doesn't give everyone the right to own the latest in gun technology, which can kill people in ways our forefathers only dreamed of. And if you're worried about fending off a tyrannical government, see how that's playing out in Syria. Tyrannical governments use rockets, missiles, drones, and chemical warfare, not AR-15s. You won't have much use for your bump stocks when a drone controlled from space determines you and your gun to be enemies of the state. Also, enough of the taking away our rights parade. You're so quick to stand up about giving other people equal rights, yet now you're worried about yours being taken away? For the record, nobody's taken away your rights. But to live in a civilized society, those rights have to be regulated. Okay, have I sufficiently annoyed both sides? That's what has to be done, guys. We have to annoy both sides. I've done my job tonight. Now let's move on to something we can all get behind a hate on. Pitchfork announcements. Pitchfork, the big music festival, announced the big bands today by live stream mural. What? Yeah, an artist was painting a mural which had the first 12 bands, and the only way to get the information was to watch him slowly paint it. So they decided the best way to get their information to the masses was to bore the molasses out of the masses. It's like we got punked. And then they were like, ha, just joking. It's cool. Tickets are super expensive. In weather, super nice today, huh? Last I checked, still February. Also, Kankakee County residents still bailing out from last week and the floods. When I flew in on Monday, you could still see a lot of the standing water along the waterways and farmlands from those communities. Also, did you know that last week during the rains, it was designated a sewer overflow day? And Chicago area residents were asked to conserve water by taking shorter showers, not running the dishwasher, and flushing toilets less. Did you know that? Neither did I. This helps in keeping the sewers emptier so they don't get dumped into the rivers because the basins in the areas were full. And if that does happen, and probably did, we send sewage into the Chicago River and then down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. And I'm glad it was the job of the nonprofit Friends of the Chicago River to put out that press release. What gives? What do you mean that's all? That's how we found out about this? A press release from the Friends of Chicago River? Shouldn't we all know that? Shouldn't we get an alert, I don't know, on our phones? My iPhone tells me when the curlers won a gold medal, but they can't notify me to flush a toilet less? I don't know. I feel like that should be something the city should look into. I would have gladly peed 3 times and flushed once if I knew I was doing that to better the community. Anyway. In sports, quietly, Pernell McPhee is gone. Quentin Demps, I get it, played a game or so for the Bears, but McPhee? Great. There goes my Nanny McPhee poster. It's going to be the best. Him with the Nanny McPhee, and he's vacuuming while he's holding a quarterback in one hand like he's a nanny. I would have millions. I would have told the Deskview guys, hey, man, I got another idea for you. But now, I guess it'll be mass-produced in Indianapolis or wherever he gets picked up. Someone will make a ton off of that. Anyway, Ryan Pace's track record as general manager, PU, huh? I mean, think about it. Beyond Danny Trevathan, Akeem Hicks, who has he brought via free agency? Last year's crew, Mike Glennon, Marcus Cooper, Prince Amukamara, Quentin Demps, and Marcus Wheaton? Oh, man, not one impact player. That is impressive futility. That's impressive. Speaking of, the Bulls lost to the Nets last night, and tonight they play against the Hornets. I'm up. And heck, don't look now, but the New Orleans Pelicans are making a move. They've won 5 games in a row, which is not good since we have their 2019 number one pick. So what are we going to have? Anyway. Blackhawks play again on Thursday. The Cubs and White Sox play today. The Cubs won. The Sox have been looking good, though, especially rookie Michael Kopech, the hard-throwing righty with the hard C sound at the end of his name, even though it's spelled C-H. What's that? Way to confuse us. You're the new Nikola Mirotic? I don't know. The Sox lost prospect Jake Berger to an Achilles injury out till next year. He wasn't factoring to play this year, but he is the future at third base. And what a great name, Berger. He hits one in the gap, Hawk can be like, that's a double cheese. Third baseman of now, Matt Davidson, continued his hot spring with another homer today. So that could be a nice surprise for a White Sox team that doesn't even have anybody scheduled to play third. They actually do that little league shift where the shortstop plays both third and third. Yeah. The Big Ten tournament starts this week. The Cats play on Thursday against Penn State. If they win that one, they play Ohio State. If they get past Ohio State, they got Purdue. And if they win that one, they're probably going to get Michigan State, if that all goes to plan. So those are the quality wins we've been looking for. They're right in front of you, smacking you right in the face. You want to make the big dance? You got to learn the cha-cha. Now, that I was going to say, someone can have that one. One of the CBS announcer, Jim Nance or something, can do that one. If you want a big dance, you got a cha-cha. I'm giving that stuff away. And finally tonight, the guy who came up with nacho fries, you know that guy? He actually left Taco Bell to become the new CEO of Chipotle. Did you see that news last week? That's pretty great, right? Interesting. He's going to be replacing the CEO who came up with Chipotle's signature dish, E. coli. That's a ridiculous joke. That's the carryout for February 27, 2018. Go ahead and take as many napkins or salt or ketchup packets as you'd like. But when you start hoarding mayonnaise packets, that's borderline criminal. All right, coming up, the Download in Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. Desk View in the building. We'll talk about their product and how they see it thriving and growing over the next couple years. And then Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas with me at 8 o'clock. It's a Download 720 WGN. Stay with us.